This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And it is the Fan Morning Show pre-show. Good morning. Colin Dunlap off today. I'm Chris Mack alongside Jim Colony for the whole shebang. The whole show, Jimbo. Producer Matt behind the glass. Good morning.
Yeah, I got to tell you, now, I've been in this business for quite a while, like over 42 years now.
Yes, as long as I've been alive.
Yeah, I started in, I believe, I don't know, at some point.
When did you start exactly?
May of 1979.
Okay, so and I wish four months before I was born.
I wish I had a recording of that first show I did.
Where was it?
In Keene, New Hampshire.
Oh, man.
Let's Talk Sports. Or whatever it was called. I can't remember.
I'm sure there was like a cheesy radio jingle that started
the show.
No, I picked
out a Maynard Ferguson song for the theme. And it was awful.
But you've been doing this.
But in 1979, okay, I was 23 years old.
Okay.
And normally what I would do if I, you know, we had like summer jobs. And I was out of college, but I didn't have like a real job. You just went Zeiss.
I did.
Where's that camera? People can actually
watch you in
action.
I'm sure people can see that. Is the camera on, Matt? Are we officially up and running?
It is just firing up.
Yes. Okay, so everyone just got to see this little mic flag thingy, bang, fall right onto my keyboard. Notice how I did not lose my mind and have a nuclear-style blow-up.
Cedarbrook!
What's going on here? This stupid thing falls and nearly kills me. No, it just landed on your keyboard.
Well, that
Paul,
happened.
Now put it back on.
With the other, and people can see the empty chair, which is kind of what I am anyway, the other microphone, and that the fan thing.
That one doesn't stay on over there?
No. That fell, and since there's no computer over there, you know, like.
Right.
I was going to say in-ground computer, because that's kind of what these look like. But so I have my laptop when I come in with you guys. And the mic flag fell right on the keyboard of my laptop, which is kind of falling apart anyway. And so that I decided, no, the laptop, the mic flag out. You know, if you're going to fall off, you're not going to.
If you're not going to help, then
leave.
Get the hell out.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. It's time out over there. Because you can probably see it from the wide angle. It's just over there up against underneath that bobblehead. And so, yeah, that's a timeout corner over there with a couple other things. But no, but in 1979, there were no cell phones, okay? And this is summer. And normally what I would have done, all my friends did, and a lot of us did, softball was very popular. We had a modified pitch softball league in our town, and almost everybody that was anybody played.
Okay.
So I either would have had a softball game, a softball practice, or I would have been playing basketball at Franklin School, at the outdoor court at Franklin School. That's what I did. That's what a lot of my friends did. That's what a lot of people did.
That's Jim's day-to-day back
people were in
back
there.
Then.
No, but people were in their cars. People were driving around and listening, but they couldn't call.
They couldn't call?
No.
No phones in Keene, New Hampshire in 1979?
Yeah, but not in cars, not where people were. It's
summer,
you're
out and
about.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And so it's not, people were
right.
Mobile, but there was no way.
But the phones were
there
not.
There was no mobile communication.
Right.
And there was, I had a regular caller come to find out later that he was a shut-in. And, you know, that it was some poor guy that he was just home. I mean, he was a shut-in. And back then, you know, which sounds like it's not ancient history exactly, but back then people, if you had a disability or had trouble getting around, it wasn't as easy in 1979 as it is now.
There was no NAMS in 1979 Keene, New Hampshire.
No, there wasn't. No, there was probably Cheshire County. But at any rate, it was a disaster. It got canceled after 3 months. And then I found other avenues into the business. And I can't remember how I delved into this when I was actually going to talk about something else completely, which is typical me.
Yeah, what were we going to talk about? Oh, no, what? I don't even know how we got started down this path either. Oh, you've been in the business a long time.
Yeah, that's
you were going to say.
I know, but then...
But no, that spun off of something, yes, Jim. It was because it was something about you being up early, I think.
No.
We've already spun out of control.
I've already lost. I've
good
already
work,
lost
Jimbo.
Whatever. So it's just a continuation of yesterday.
Yesterday was not good for you?
No, I get...
There was a lot happening yesterday. You had...
I was picking my nose on the camera in the morning, apparently.
Yes, not apparently, you were.
Unbeknownst to me. Well, do we have video evidence of this? I mean, this wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like one of these...
This is what he's going to do now, Matt. He's going to ask for video evidence of everything.
I know.
Well, isn't that what usually happens? In other words, the trolls, is that what they are, right? They get it, and then they get a screenshot.
We'll turn it into a GIF.
That's a good point, Jim. I am going to call out that person for not doing that. If they really did notice it. Then
capture it.
So
Pixar, it didn't happen.
So I was
literally Pixar, it didn't happen.
I was accused of that, and now see, I'm scratching the outside of my nose.
Okay,
it's itchy.
All right.
Okay. So there was that, but you know, the rest of the show, I thought the show went very smoothly, and then the show ends, and all of a sudden, Zoom start happening.
Right.
Out of nowhere, there was Bubba Chandler of the Pirates at 10:30. There was Ron Hextall at 11,
mm-hmm.
and Jeff got that. I got Bubba. And then I had to record a commercial that you're going to hear later on this morning.
Okay.
At some point via Zoom, and then you know I had to get to Steelers practice.
Right, which started at like 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, and no, everything was fine except I get on the Pirates Zoom, and my microphone
there we go.
Not detected.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm on there with, and there weren't that many people on the call. There weren't even 10 of us, I don't believe.
Okay.
And only I think only 6 or 7 of us were. reporters, you know, that but I couldn't ask any questions, and so I'm like, come on, what's going on here with this? I've got issues with my iPod and the tie line technology that, like, if you hear, for example, when Jeff is on, mm-hmm. and you might hear me on another show, and it sounds clear as a bell,
right?
That's called the tie line, and I've got an issue with mine now.
It's not working.
No, so from now on, I'm just gonna. Go, unless I can fix it, which it sounds like I can't because I ran it by our IT guy yesterday, and I'm not going to go out and spend my own money on buying another one because I've already done that. But
they'll
anyway.
Reimburse you, right? Oh, boy.
I never tried that. I probably should have.
You should.
I know. Well, it's too late now because I bought it over a year ago. But anyway.
Anyway.
So that's not working properly, and that's just a minor annoyance. I get to the Steelers. So it's not a Zoom. This is great news, and there's video evidence of this. Which is, have you seen it yet?
No.
On Twitter?
I have not.
Let me retweet it. I'll retweet something. Let me see. It's because.
Well, tell me about it first.
We
can find the visual while you're talking about
it. The just search me and you'll find it. So it's everybody gathers around. There's social distancing. There's what I would call a microphone tree, which you would see at training camp with Mike Tomlin. No big deal. And there are usually, I don't know, 6, 8 microphones they put in this microphone tree, which, you know, I've done that, right? Been out at La Trobe and done that, no problem. Well, yesterday there were about 15 or 20 of these things. And so poor Bert Lawton, our head honcho with the Steelers,
is
going around
now.
Grabbing everybody's microphone, putting it in the mic tree, and mine was the last to go in, which is fine because I was right there, kind of right next to Tomlin. I was as close as I could get. And the microphone cord that I have isn't that long because typically it hadn't had to be until yesterday. Anyway, Bert puts the thing in the mic tree and Ben starts talking and I'm looking at, you know, I'm trying to listen. I don't hear anything. I look down. There's no level on the recording. There's nothing being recorded. And that's why there's a photo on Twitter that you can see. Jenna Harner put it out and said, it's great to be back in person.
I just saw it, yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah, it was great to be back, Jenna, except for the fact that my stuff wasn't working. And I'm looking down at my...
Good
at
for
my,
you, Jenna.
At my
you got
machine.
The sound, huh? You and Richie. I see Richie there with his microphone working.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody else got the sound. Not me, not Jimbo.
No, I didn't. And it was Ben, you know?
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, everybody who spoke yesterday was kind of a big deal. Tomlin,
yes,
Ben, and TJ.
TJ. And so I'm just looking at this thing, and then I look over at the microphone, and the microphone cord was just slightly detached. So when it was placed
I would
on the
have
microphone
paid
tree,
$100 cash American to watch you just walk over in the midst of Ben's comments, and just fiddle with the mic and adjust the cord so that, like, okay,
but it's like you're
sorry,
not supposed
excuse
to
me,
be,
Ben.
And everybody was acting. It was just weird, you know. It was. we would have been better off with a Zoom.
You could be at the dining room table.
Anyway,
Linda's decorations behind
you. But we're trying to. Yeah, those are. Yeah,
we've become accustomed
actually.
To that.
Yeah, they. But it's just everybody. It's a little bit. It's different, and I should have been better prepared for it, but now we are. I mean, I know that I spoke with Jeff. He'll be there today, and so we're going to be more prepared.
Make sure
stuff.
You're plugged in a little earlier. And
well, I think the way to do, and this is getting a little inside, except I think people remember that in the hockey playoffs, for example, Potash would have his microphone affixed to a hockey
stick.
He's
got it on the end of the hockey stick like all the time now, right?
Right.
He doesn't even mess around with a regular mic.
And so that's very handy for, like, Sid, especially.
Yeah, there's 32 people crowded around his locker.
And that's what happened yesterday with Ben. But it wasn't people that were crowded around. It was this microphone
tree. Yeah.
And so anyway, the stuff didn't come out. And you can see me looking down at the machine trying to figure out what the hell was going on.
Well, lucky we've got other ways of acquiring sound.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, it was out there for everybody, and the Steelers do share it eventually.
They do.
And so anyway, so that was my day. And then, of course, one thing that we've never had to worry about with our schedule here is traffic.
That's right? That's a good point. In, we come
come in early. Now, I do now because I come in for 8 o'clock, and I usually run into
a little bit.
I leave the house 6:45, 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And so I run into, quote-unquote, rush hour traffic, but I believe it's nowhere near what it used to be, say 2 years ago.
No.
But still there's like traffic. Yesterday, however, when I was leaving the south side, it was just I looked up at
what
the,
time? Like 3:30, 4, 5, okay.
5 o'clock. And it was now it wasn't backed up across the Hot Metal Bridge like I thought it was gonna be, but then down on Second Avenue, that's where things got hairy. I looked up at the parkway and it turns out I heard Paul's traffic report in the eventually that talked about there was an accident outside the Squirrel Hill Tunnel outbound.
There you
go. Everything was backed up. I finally get my way down Second Avenue because I live in the North Hills to go through the Armstrong Tunnel, across the bridge and everything, and then to 28. And I look up at the parkway must have been backed up all the way to the Fort Pitt Bridge, and I can't imagine the people that were in there.
That's brutal.
There's nothing you can do.
Nope, you're in it.
And even if you had decided, if you were before, say, what, the Oakland exit,
right,
which is really the only way out before the tunnel, because Greenfield, I mean, you may as well keep on going through the tunnel once you get there. And even if you get off at Oakland, that must have been a complete mess to cut through Schenley Park
Once you're out of the Golden Triangle, headed up the Boulevard of the Allies towards the parkway.
You're done.
You're committed. You're committed to sitting in whatever traffic is present on the Parkway East all the way through the tunnels.
Yeah.
Again, unless you're getting off at Homestead, Squirrel Hill, Greenfield, that area.
Yeah, but even, like I said, even if you are,
you're
taking an hour to get there.
Yeah, exactly.
You're never going to get to Kennywood.
No, you're right, though. We don't. And here's the problem with traffic when you're not used to dealing with it. Your reaction to it is magnified exponentially. I have found there's probably a lot of people that, because of, like you said, the last couple of years, there hasn't been as much traffic. Now, when you get caught in it, you find yourself even that much more frustrated by it.
Oh yeah, well I'm like that anyway.
No, you're such a calm, and I'm always, cool character.
And I'm always
though.
Trying to figure out a way to get there, and I'll take an alternate route. And I don't know. I know Colin and I have talked about this. Is that I would actually rather go a little bit out of my way. Like for example, coming to Green Tree off of Route 28. If I think that there's going to be any kind of a backup across the bridges and through the tunnel and up
right.
the hill, I'll go around to the West End Bridge just so I can keep moving instead of, you know what I mean? Instead of, even if it, even
I know
if
what you mean.
I get stuck at a merge, stuck at another merge, stuck at another merge, and then crawl up the hill, it's probably going to get me here a minute or two faster than going around.
It won't get you here a minute or two faster. Here's what I've learned about this over the years. As you get older, and I'll include myself in this because I find myself trending the very same way, Jim.
Again, you got a few years to go, Chris.
As you get older.
Really old.
As you get older, you are more likely to, you would rather the drive be 30 minutes and you're moving the whole time than 25 minutes and it's stop and go.
Oh, there's no question.
My father-in-law was huge for that. He would go out of his way to avoid stoppages in traffic. He would drive all the way around someplace to get there just so he wouldn't have to sit in traffic. And it would take him 10 minutes longer. But as you get older, I'm convinced that's what it is.
Well, and then as I got closer, Route 28 wasn't too bad, but then it started to back up just before the Aetna exit, And so I'm trying to make a decision. Should I stay here on 28 and go up to Route 8? Or should I get off and drive through Aetna and then make it merge back up? And so I picked out two cars. I picked out like a panel truck, a van. And so I picked it out and I said, okay, this is in the left lane. It's probably going to go up Route 8. I said, okay, I'm going to see if I can beat that car when I get back, go through Aetna and get back out onto Route 8. And I could, and then I
you don't
couldn't.
Know if you did or not.
No, I don't.
No, I don't. I guarantee you didn't.
But I was moving though. That was the key.
You had to keep moving.
That was the
key. Just keep swimming.
Until I got stopped at the light to get back on Route 8. And then it was like, come on, man, changed. And
come on, man.
Finally done.
All right. Big show today. Colin is off, as you can tell, because you haven't heard his voice in the last 15 minutes. Ben Charrington, Pirates general manager, at 9 o'clock, as they kind of start to put a bow on the draft. They've got just a couple players left to sign before the August 1st deadline. Of course, the trade deadline is a week from today. So Ben Charrington at 9 o'clock and a raft of other guests. We're going to try to get Will Graves from Tokyo at 9:30, Michael McHenry at 8:30, Kaboom, Mark Caboli at 8 o'clock to talk about the first day down on the south side of Steelers camp.
Yeah, I can talk a lot about what we didn't see.
Yeah, Mike DeFabo of the Post-Gazette getting up early for him at 7 o'clock to tell us about Lynn Stock last weekend, about Mum and Ron Hextall's salary cap hell. And speaking of salaries, that's where we'll start. TJ Watts, what should it be? And what did one Steelers insider have to say yesterday? I'll be honest, it kind of blew me away that he would think that the Steelers might go this way with TJ Watt. And yeah, we'll let you hear some of what Ron Hextall had to say yesterday as well to get us started just in 4 minutes or so here. It's a Friday. Welcome to it. Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.